I remember one time years ago that I was learning to walk in divine health, and I was in my office one day. I was in perfect health. And a guy walked in and he said, "Have you read this fax?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. Let me see it." And it says, "If certain things were to happen, they might have to close the engineering division," which I was the director of engineering. I had a good job. I was furnished a truck and upkeep on the truck and everything and insurance, and it was a wonderful job. I loved it. I got to travel all over the country, make my own schedules, do what I wanted to do. As long as I kept the company up in good shape in engineering, that's all my VP was interested in. And so when I saw they may have to close the engineering division, I made this statement. Gee, if they close the engineering division, I wonder what will happen to me. Now somebody say, "So what's wrong with that?" That's a sin. How is that a sin? Who was I trusting for my livelihood right there? Who? The company. The company. Who are we as Christians supposed to trust with our livelihood? The Lord. The Lord. He is to be our provider. He is to be the one. You know, we're trusting in ourselves and in our company. Is that what we're doing? Sure. Oh, I don't need God. You know, I'm okay. Look at me. I'm a big, healthy guy. I'm smart. I got all this brain power. I can do all these things. I don't need God. Yeah, sure. Right. You don't need God. Wait till He kicks your blocks out from under you, and then let's see what you need, huh? Whenever you're falling and whenever you fall out, you'll be like that doctor that told us so many times when people come into his hospital and they've been resuscitated, and he said when they come back to life, he said some of them are screaming, "Doc, do something. I have been in hell." And he said the others that he resuscitated when they came back to life, they said, "Doc, what do you mean bringing me back? I was in heaven. I don't want to be back here." Is that a difference? Anybody went to heaven, they don't want to come back. Anybody's been to hell, they don't want to stay down there, that's for sure. They don't want to stay in that place. Well, let me tell you, there is no unbelievers in hell. They're all believers down there now, but it's too late, isn't it? Yeah, it's definitely too late. But like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse will not land on its intended victim. So an undeserved curse cannot come upon you. So anytime you see anything happen to you, you know you're under some kind of a curse. I don't care who you are, me, you, or anybody else. Anytime something happens to us, we've done something that does not please God. Let's go a little further here. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 26. Talk a little bit about this. Proverbs 3, 1 through 26. And let's see what this says. Proverbs has got some good stuff in it. Proverbs 3, 1. "My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart." All these things that God's going to teach us. He says, never forget these things. Lock them into your heart. Store my commands in your heart. Isn't it a shame that most people have never read the Bible? Isn't that something? Never read it. Not one single time. It's too big of a book. I don't have time to read that book. No, He didn't tell you to read it. He told you to study it. Big difference, isn't it? You don't just read it, you study it. And then you hide those commands in your heart. That's like a young girl and her brother. When they were growing up, mother commanded them. She was a great Christian woman. And mother commanded her children to memorize the whole book of Proverbs. Oh my goodness, they fussed and grumbled and complained about that. Mama, she said, it'll change your life forever. She said, my brother and I started trying to memorize that. And she said, the time we got chapter 1 done, we said, mother, you're unrealistic. You know, instead of memorizing the whole book, let us memorize just one chapter. And mama said, no. So finally they talked mama into letting them memorize only 6 chapters. They fussed and grumbled and complained so much. 6 chapters. But this girl now is a preacher herself. And she says, my only thing my mother did wrong is when she didn't make us memorize all the book of Proverbs. She said, the 6 chapters of the book of Proverbs has so affected mine and my brother's life. She said, it's changed us forever. And we won't never be the same. So she said, well, what God say do to the word? Hide it in your heart. So if we hide it in our heart, we won't sin against Him. And so we get to walk and live in the, and dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and it brings freedom. It brings is almost never any sickness and disease comes to those that really hide God's Word in your heart. Not a whole lot. It says, my child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart, and they will give you a long and satisfying life. What is it that is going to determine how long you live? What's going to determine how long you live, young lady? The Word of God. The more of it you store in your heart, you agree with that? The more of the Word of God you store in your heart, and the more you obey it, the longer you're going to live. Is that right? That's what it says. Just like right there, it says here, for they will give you these words, store my commands in your heart. Store my commands in your heart. For they will give you a long and satisfying life. Now then, let me ask you a question. If the Word of God stored in your hearts, what's going to give you a long life, why aren't people just crazy about hiding the Word of God in their heart? Why do we not even read it? Why do so many people, when you walk up and say, quote me your favorite verse, they say, well, let's see, favorite verse. Let's see, what was that verse? John 3:16? No, it was John 16:3. That's what the president said. For God so loved the world. John 16:3. No, that's not what John 16:3 says. Oh, goodness gracious. I thought, boy, God did that to him that day. I will have to say. What does John 16:3 say? Put it on a board. John 16:3, and then we'll come back to right there. This is because they have never known the Father or me. I thought when I heard him say that day when he said, let's see, he said, well, most people don't understand the Bible anyway. He said, just like that old scripture, John 16:3. And I thought, he said, for God so loved the world or something like that. And he misquoted everything about it. I thought, he's totally off base. That's not what John even 3:16 says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But he said John 16:3. And I thought, this is because they have never known the Father or me. Now, who do you think spoke that out of his mouth? God did. Now, how many people picked up on that and heard him say that? Almost nobody, because nobody knows what John 16:3 says. We don't know the word, so we didn't realize what he said when he said that. We didn't know if he's right or wrong. Because we haven't hid the word in our heart. Okay, let's go back to where we were there. Never let loyalty and kindness get away from you. Wear them like a necklace. Write them deep within your heart. Loyalty and kindness. Be loyal, especially to the wife or to the spouse you're married to. All of your life, be loyal to him or her. And always be kind. Because this is going to bring health and prosperity to you. Get away, never let it get away from you. Wear them like a necklace. Write them deep within your heart. Just don't even write them just on the surface. Write them deep in your heart. It says, then you will find favor with both God and people. How would you like to find favor with God? You'd like for God to say the same thing about you said about his son? And this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Would you like to hear the Lord say that one day? Boy, me too. I definitely don't want to hear him say, well, I ain't too happy with you. That's not what I want to hear. Is you? No, not at all. Wow. Because he will know everything we have done. Everything. Wow. Then you will find favor with both God and people. And you will gain a good reputation. Verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will direct your path. Now then, how many of you direct, or how many of you are like me, you know you're supposed to ask Him how to direct every path you do every day, but you don't do it? Do you get up sometimes in the morning and go about your day and never even say, "Good morning, Jesus, I'm up"? Now then, Lord, I praise You and worship You and love You and thank You that You're my King. I want You to direct my steps today. How many of us do that every day of our life? Probably none of us. If we don't, we should. We need, I think about how many times in my life I have not done that. In fact, I think about here, just I've told this story before, but it's an awesome story. I was over here working on one of our, last winter, one of our heaters quit working in one of our buildings here, and it had a code flashing on it. It's supposed to tell me what's wrong with it, and I couldn't find the code book. And so I looked everywhere. I put it away somewhere where I'd make sure I knew where it was. Y'all know what I mean? You've done that too, huh? And I couldn't find it. And so after I couldn't find it, I went and I called the manufacturer. I got on the internet first to see if I could find the codes, and they weren't listed. I thought, well, surely they'd be listed on the internet, but I couldn't find them. So I called the manufacturer, the company that I bought it from, and asked them if I could get another copy. And they said, no, there's only a copy in each crate. We can't open a crate and take one out. So they said, you'll just have to order one from the manufacturer. And I said, well, how long will that take? They said, well, it might take a week or 10 days. I said, well, I need it now. They said, well, we're sorry. So I go sit down in my office, and I'm sitting there thinking, what in the world am I going to do? Not one time have I thought about praying. Isn't that amazing how we do this? I know none of y'all ever done this besides me. So I sat down there, and all of a sudden Dave walks in my office and said, Pastor, something wrong? I said, yes, Dave. I'm trying to fix that heater down there. It's got a code flashing on it, and I can't remember what I'd done with the book. And I said, so I just don't know what I'm going to do. He said, you know, my pastor would say...
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Live in the Word, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.